Yeah, excited about it. You know, I think everybody kind of felt the energy that he brought when he came in last game, and we got a little momentum going, so we're excited to see how that plays out this weekend.
You were with a quarterback change a couple years ago when they went to Christian. Does that lift the locker room? Is it something different to spark?
Yeah. I mean, I think when he came in, he provided that spark. You know, he's made some plays, extended some plays, and really got our offense going, which was stagnant for the last, you know, two quarters before that, or even a couple quarters before that. So, it's exciting, and we'll see where it goes.
You know, the fan base is talking about how he will lift everyone around him. Should he have to?
He shouldn't have to. No, I mean, we're all self motivated and trying to achieve the same goal. But you know, there is that little extra spark that he has, that ability to extend a play or make a play, and you know. Truly excited to see what he can do this Sunday.
So you think he will, in fact, lift people around him?
I think he will. I think there's a new sense of energy, I guess you could say. And, you know, it's going to be fun.
It looked like last week the running game finally got that gear. You weren't able to keep with it, obviously, because of the score. Do you share that sentiment that you guys had finally kind of gotten it where you wanted it to be?
Yeah, last game, you know, it was a good step for us. You know, before that it wasn't looking too good for us, but last game we got after. We were progressing and excited, you know, to take another step and keep getting better with the run game. So excited about where it ended last game and where we're going to pick up this game.
What do you think the biggest challenge for Blake's going to be with the first start and doing it on the road?
Oh, you know, he's going to be excited. He's going to be amped. You know, it's going to be, you know, West Coast, first start, you know, all those things. But I think he's ready for it. You know, I'm excited for him, and you know, I'm sure I saw his first pass he threw out there was a bullet. You know, that slant, first slant he threw to Cecil was an absolute bullet. He's going to have some nerves. He's going to have some anxiety. But after that first play, I think it's going to be football, and we're going to be rolling.
And if the passing game gets on fire, this is going to open up things for you in the run game.
Definitely, yeah. You know, if they got to respect the pass and you know, play too high, not rotate a safety down, you know, they're more worried about getting upfield pass rush and then run fits, stuff like that. It definitely opens the running game. So excited about that.
Obviously, there's a level of frustration. What would one good game do for this team? What would one win do for this locker room?
I think it'd you know, do wonders for us. You know, obviously, you know, the type of guys we are and the guys in this locker room, you know, everybody is optimistic and excited, and you know, we're on track to keep getting better and try to achieve victory. And you know, that one game would lift morale even more. And on the road, a good opponent, West Coast, which I guess it has been not a good thing for the Jaguars in recent years. You know, that would all be momentum to come back here. So excited and, you know, looking forward to this weekend.
You've made the trip quite a few times, I'm sure, to go back home to California from here. What do you tell guys in terms of having their bodies ready to handle the time zone adjustment?
Yeah, you know, that we've gotten, you know, some notes in our locker or type out printouts from Milo and stuff about you know, how to adjust. Don't start taking naps if you're feeling tired. Stay up and try to get to bed at the real time out there. And just little things like that. And going down 2 days early is going to help everybody adjust. And it shouldn't be an excuse for anybody.